Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Uh-oh, we were muted there. I don't know what's happened. We got some updates. Sorry about that. What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. This is episode 1,553 of the 49ers Rush Show, which is just bananas. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. They make this entire thing happen, which I'm so thankful. And thank you, everybody. All the hashtag CCs that are showing up early. Tim, it was so cool to hang out with you a couple weeks ago in New York at the family. You are the freaking man. Today, I wanted to step back. You know, going through the film and watching that Rams game is just, whew, and that is a killer. The offensive tape's not bad. There's some mud mixed in there. Special teams, great. Defense, atrocious. So, and I feel like, you know, it's been 8 straight weeks of win-loss, 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 win-loss. I want to focus on positivity today. That's the goal. Now, are there negatives out there? Yes. Are we going to dip into some of those? Yes. But the 49ers are 6-4. It's not like everything is the sky is falling or whatever else. And I understand, like, this show's not going to do well. Like, YouTube metrics, podcast metrics, you know, whatever, not going to do well. That's not why we do shows. I feel it is necessary to step back, reassess the situation, and understand there are a lot of very, very good things that are happening right now with the Niners. Are they on defense? Not so much. There are some positives there, but we'll get there. We will get there. So just understand today's show, like, you know, tomorrow we'll be back on with Ant, the coach approach and all that kind of stuff and, you know, whatever else. But I'm telling you right now, I want this show to be surrounded by positivity. I really, really do. Now, y'all hold me accountable because I know some of you are going to try to steer me the directions back whenever I was a teacher. Like, you get your teacher off task, you know, and talking about some random thing that's not supposed to be, you know, on the agenda or whatever. Like, the kids love it. And I used to love that too, because that's when you get talking about life and whatever else. But anyway, the idea today is positivity. Positivity. Bobo says, the good news is we got a great backup quarterback that could get us a good trade in the offseason. I am with you halfway. And yeah, the quarterback position is on the list. I got a top 10 list. Why not? But I am not for trading Mac Jones this offseason at all. I want to keep him. Why trade away good players? We struggle with good players. It's there. Right here, Costa, rewatching the film. The defense is overthinking. They need to get off initiate. Yeah. They do. It's bad. And I think prior to the problem was Robert Saleh simplified too much. It was too complex. Houston, that cost him. Simplified too much. McVay took him to the woodshed on the board, X's and O's wise. That was bad. So that's where that is. So let's go number 10. We're going to count down 10-1. I got 10 positives. The left guard spot. The left guard spot has turned into not only long-term Connor Colby, but you have two capable guys in Spencer Burford and Ben Bartsch. And it's kind of like, man, which one is better? Like, I want them to continue rotating personally. Like, I think both of them back-to-back weeks now have played, you know, very, very well. You look at just Ben Bartsch, definitely the run blocking, that is what he brings, right? So, like, Ben Bartsch had a 71.9 run blocking grade in 28 snaps. Highest run blocking grade, and it's on film. Like, he is getting movement. He's moving people. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Then you look at Spencer Burford. Is he better in pass pro? I think he's way more athletic. He's better against stunts. He doesn't anchor as well as Ben Bartsch does. So, like, they each have their kind of, like, because you go from Connor Colby, seventh-round rookie, started, you know, the majority of the season. But, man, he couldn't redirect. Those stunts killed him. They ate his lunch. Burford's at his best there. He could short quickness redirect. It's just the anchor's not there. It's really, really not there. And so the left guard spot, like, you have multiple options. Ben Bartsch is the best. Can he stay healthy? He's never done that in his career. Spencer Burford knows the situation best. He's the most athletic. Like, I'm fine with him starting the rest of the year, but I think Ben Bartsch has a higher ceiling. And then Connor Colby, he's your long-term plan. Like, he's the guy that long-term can maybe develop into something. Howdy. Glimpses on offense that can give a little hope. Offensive lineman improvement really stood out in spite of, yeah, number 64, you're correct. I like that. The injuries are not positive. Shade, positivity is hope. Hope is awesome, man. And so that's what we're trying to do. Cam, what do we do with winners? We talked a lot about that last show. I don't want to dive too much into that. Just rewatch the first half defensive breakdown. That's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. I don't want to put words to how frustrated I am at number 53, D Winners, right now. I 100%, if I was the coach of the team, would bench him or at least rotate him. It's bad, bad, bad. Season is not over. You are 6-4 and control your own destiny. Look at Cam's dad. Hit the like button, homers. Yes, 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 yes. Not playing Sebastian Valdez was, if Alfred Collins couldn't go and Kalia Davis couldn't go, that's why you promoted him. And he got paid extra money. So it's kind of doing him a solid, even though he was a healthy scratch. He got paid, you know, 53. Like, you get paid to be elevated. So that was a good thing. But, yeah, I would like to see him as well. But Kalia Davis was, you know, questionable, might not go, but he did get to go. And so because of that, that's why he was the healthy scratch, is because if Kalia Davis, for some reason, had a setback game day, you would have that extra body there. So I think that's a big deal. Shade, imagine if we had a good center. Not exactly positive. My bad. That's okay. That's okay. I'm not going to allow it to skew our pathway, Shade. We are staying dead ahead. Number 9, biggest positive for the 49ers right now. That schedule. Good Lord. Are the 49ers the best team in the NFL? No. If the playoffs were today, would they be in the playoffs? No, they're a half game out. But, man, the 49ers have 6 wins. That's more wins than they had all of last season. Tied, actually. And then you look at the schedule. You're playing the Arizona Cardinals this week. I don't know if you saw the news. Marvin Harrison Jr. had an appendectomy. He's not going to be playing. Zay Jones tore his Achilles. He's on IR. And the Cardinals can't even practice today. Like, Wednesday is the hardest practice of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, hard practice. Friday, walkthrough. Saturday, literally walkthrough in the hotel room or conference meeting room, whatever. Cardinals are having a walkthrough practice instead of an actual practice today, Wednesday. That's how banged up they are. They don't have their starting quarterback, even though I think Jacoby Brissett's probably better. Their top wide receiver, stop me if you've heard this, 49ers have played so many teams without their top wide receivers. Doesn't seem to help the 49ers defense. I don't know what helps the 49ers defense, but the Cardinals are not a good team by any stretch. You kind of, you know, look at the Cardinals platform, and I do want to say thank you to Josh. You know, he helps with our scouting reports every single week. This isn't our scouting show, but he's already got that thing completed and out to us. But, like, man, you look at what the Cardinals have been through. They have lost, because remember, they started 2-0, right? And they have lost 6 of their last 7. That's, and bye week was already mixed in there. And then you look at what the Cardinals have. They have 49ers, Jaguars, Bucks, Rams, Houston. Like, their schedule is rough. It is bad. And this 49ers game, like, Dude, it's getting close to, you're talking about the next coaching vacancy, Jonathan Gannon. Like, that is a very real possibility, especially if they're moving on from the quarterback and just reset everything. Like, the Cardinals are teetering on the brink of all-out collapse. Remember, they were 2-0, lost 6 out of 7. Injuries piling up. Marvin Harrison Jr. out, Zay Jones out, quarterback out, can't even practice. So the schedule for the 49ers, that's the reason. Like, it would be different if the 49ers were playing a first-place schedule, but you're not. You're playing the Arizona Cardinals, not a good football team. You're playing the Carolina Panthers. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, but haven't looked great recently. You're playing the Cleveland Browns, amazing defense, horrible offense. Tennessee Titans already fired their coach. Like, that's four. If you handle business and you get to those four wins, you're in the playoffs. If you get to 10 wins with this conference schedule, with this division, like, you're making the playoff roster. I know the Seattle Seahawks didn't do it last year with 10 wins. But, man, yeah, go out there, handle your damn business, do what you got to do, and then the last 3 weeks of the schedule, Colts, Bears, Seahawks, the toughest team is Seahawks, and you already beat them on the road. Divisional game, yeah, right now Seahawks are playing hotter than anybody, but that's 2 months out. A lot could change during that time.
The holidays are upon us, and who in your family is the hardest to shop for during the holidays? Is it kids, partners, parents, in-laws? Well, Cozy Earth is a gift that they'll truly appreciate. We started with their sheets, and let me just tell you, I'm a super hot sleeper. The wife is exact opposite. Multiple blankets, dog curled up at her feet, whatever else. We went with Cozy Earth sheets. Both of us slept wonderful. It is absolutely off the charts. And here's what's crazy. They're promoting a 100-night refund, meaning you get the sheets, you can wash them, use them, wash them again, whatever else. 100 nights. If you don't like them, then you can return them. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're going to return them because they're just such high quality. And they stand behind their products. 10-year warranty. So once you feel the level of comfort, you'll want it to last a decade. And if something goes wrong, they'll take care of you. So Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth. Right now, you can stack my code, 49ersRush, no spaces, 49ERS, RUSH, on top of the site-wide sale, giving you up to 40% off in savings. That's CozyEarth.com, code 49ersRush, for up to 40% off in savings. These deals won't last long, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the 49ers Rush podcast. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action is even better with Prize Picks. The weather might be changing, but the feeling of being right never gets old. So keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how quick and easy it is. You pick two stats, more or less. If they hit, you get paid. George Kittle, more or less than 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey, more or less than 65.5 rush yards. It's that simple. Plus, you play Prize Picks to get action on football in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. So download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
Chicago Bears, that's a winnable game. Colts, that's a winnable game. Every single game on this, like the 49ers will be favored in 5 out of their last 7 games. Can they take care of business? Can they take care of business? So Pern, big Pern, season is over. I disagree, man. I completely disagree. That schedule, you get 4 wins, you're in the playoffs. You get 5 wins, you're guaranteed in the playoffs. Guaranteed. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man? What is going on? Monkey, broken record. But if we are drafting O-line this coming year, try the younger guys on that line to see what we got so that you need to know if you got a draft or not. This is the year that we got to get youth. I'll tell you this right now. I do not expect the 49ers to go offensive line early. I just don't. We've been saying it nonstop for 5 consecutive years, and they ain't touched it. They ain't touched it. I haven't drafted center in a decade. Haven't drafted offensive tackle 4 years. Only team that has done either one of those in the entire NFL. Don't expect the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, and Chris Forster, start valuing offensive line now. They haven't done it. They haven't done it. They're not going to do it. Not going to do it. Yeah, and right here, Jax, you know, John, with the games we have left, how many games? I would say 10-7 is very, very realistic. 11-6 is very possible. I doubt you get to 12 wins. But yeah, you know, I think that the range is kind of that 9-8 to 11-6. That is, did I do the numbers right there? Yeah. 9 to 11 wins seems to be the threshold for the 49ers currently. Man, you get to 9, maybe, probably not making the playoffs. Get to 10, you're probably like 75% making the playoffs. Get to 11, 100%. You're making the playoffs with this conference record that you already have. So, yeah, Tara, what's up, Tara? How you doing, man? Appreciate the show this morning. I caught a couple glimpses. I don't know if it was yesterday's show or today's show, but anyway, just want to say thank you for what you do for the community, man. You are the freaking man. Cam, is Bob Sala learning the guys as much as they are? We peak at the right time without Bosa and Fred. Lastly, Chase Lucas should get more time. I'm cool with Upton Stout playing. I do think Chase Lucas is a more complete player now, but I want the youth movement. So I want Upton Stout out there. I want Marquis Siegel out there. I want CJ West out there. I want Nick Martin out there. The guys that I don't see long-term are Jair Brown. I don't even know why that dude's on the roster currently. I don't get it. D Winters needs to step back. I would 100% bench him or at least rotate him out. Like Kevin Givens, maybe the worst first half of his entire career. He's been with the Niners since, you know, 2019. Dude, but at the same time, it's not like a lot of the rookies aren't playing. Like CJ West, that dude, he had 29 snaps. That's fine. Like, I'm not saying he needs more snaps. I'm saying Kevin Givens, 28, CJ West, 29. Like, I want CJ West to continue getting those snaps. Luke Gifford, 26 snaps. That's not good. Not good. They totally took advantage of that dude. That was problematic how bad that dude got destroyed. Their entire game plan was to go at him. It's what it is. It's what it is. So, you know, I really do want the youth movement to continue, but only at the expense of vets who are not going to be on this team and don't fit our style of play. I think that's kind of important. And, you know, back to Monkey, he says, you know, I feel like the situation we're in now is how the Cardinals typically are. No real big names on either side, using scraps, mid-tier guys at best, but need grit, wins every week. The difference is the Niners have done it 6 times, and, you know, you look at the Cardinals, they've done it 3 times. So you've done it twice as many times as them. That's the difference. That's the difference. And so because of that, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to make a run. Are you going to be favored in the playoffs? And, you know, are you going to be a one-and-done team? It's never happened in Shanahan's tenure here. He either makes it to the NFC West Championship or he doesn't make the playoffs. man, I really could use that bye week. I'm with you there. I'm with you. And yeah, Jonathan Taylor, the Colts, I don't see a stop in that offensive line either, but that's a ways away. We ain't got time for that. Shout out to my man, David Gill. I disagree with the season being over, just a mountain to climb. That's it. Who doesn't respect a challenge, right? You gotta rise to the occasion. 49ers have that right there. It's right there. It is right there. Man. Cam's dad says, Ricky watching the team work out right now from the side. To me, that means Brock won't start. I haven't seen that posted yet. I am refreshing continuously to get some practice report stuff, which should be coming out soon, probably live during the show at some point. So we'll see there. But I do expect Ricky to practice this week. I'm not sure about play. It would be nice to get him back. Sin. Hashtag CC John, thanks for the positivity. So much negativity around my team lately. And I get it. You got 5-2. Things are looking great. Yay. The injuries, the horrible losses to the Rams, to the Texans, the back and forth. I understand it. I feel the same way. And if you follow like me on Twitter during the game, a lot of negativity whenever what's happening is happening. But Sin, appreciate you and all you do. You are the best of the best. Right here, this is the year. Positivity. Tackle in round one. I would be very, very happy if we did take a tackle, but I'm not expecting that. What's up, Big Papa? Hate losing the Rams, but stay in there, faithful. Yes. Let's go to number eight. The 49ers in their third down offense. Probably one of the reasons why the 49ers have six wins. The 49ers are currently third best in the NFL in third down conversions. 46.5%. They've gone 60 of 129. That's with the issues on the offensive line, left guard and center. That's with, Dominique Pooney not being right for the first probably 2 months of the season. That's with all the injuries at the wide receiver position. That's with your backup quarterback, like Kyle Shanahan. This is probably one of the things that I will just say, man, that dude converts and keeps drives alive and schemes it up so well. Like, you've got guys open all over the place, and that's with Kendrick Bourne and Sky Moore and DeMarcus Robinson and Juwan Jett. Like, George Kittle missing five games, still doing that. A lot of that is CMC and, Mac Jones, but like, the third down offense and just keeping drives alive. And, I didn't put this in there, but the 49ers offense is currently at 60% in the red zone, which is 14th. Not great. Didn't make our top 10 list, but that has been one of the biggest critiques for the 49ers over the past 5 years. Red zone efficiency. You're slightly better than average, but again, with the injuries and all the players out and whatever else, not that bad. Like, you're not losing it. You went 4-5 in the red zone against the Rams. When you got there, you made it count. And that's kind of been the trend. But the third downs, keeping drives alive, taking care of your business on money downs, and it doesn't even matter if it's third and long a lot of times, I think that that's a big deal. The red zone offense, it's improved, which we all like. Brian Robinson certainly helps that. That dude, Yeah, Jake Tonjes stepped up early this year to fill in on third and Juwan moments. Yeah, big time. I thought he was awesome. Problem is, he hasn't gotten many snaps. He'll go in there and they'll try to block with him. He just can't block well. But he can move in space. So we'll see what that looks like. Now, number seven, and this is one of the things that I really, really want to talk about. Right up next, and the 49ers, even though they're the most injured team in the NFL, I'm not sure that is going to continue right after this. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now, and it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it, they got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, You get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else. Well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersRush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right, number seven on 49ers top 10 positive things this year. You're going to start getting players back. Alfred Collins, like you missed that guy. The hero of the week five game and the victory against the Rams was out this time and didn't make an impact. Not having 95 out there changed the entire defensive game plan. Like, and I know like we get upset at draft misses and whatever else. Alfred Collins was a home run. That dude, home run. Like I would not, with the production that he's put out there, I wouldn't be mad if he was a first round pick as well. Now, probably shouldn't have gone in the first round. Probably should have gone where he did, but Alfred Collins coming back is huge. Brock Purdy possibly coming back this week is a big deal. I want Brock back if he's fully healthy. And again, the three things, yeah, I keep saying this. Can he plant and follow through on all of his throws? Can he move in the pocket and juke and all that kind of stuff and that kind of short change of direction too? Can he reach his top speed GPS-wise? If you can do those three things, then I want you back. If you can't, take your time. You got Mac Jones. Now, if Mac Jones got hurt, and we saw this in the game Purdy came back where Mac Jones was so banged up, you had to put Purdy out there. Then he gets re-injured. Well, then you got to put a busted up Mac Jones out there. He's finally healthy. Mac Jones is moving now, but you're getting players back. Ricky Pearsall, expect back. Expect him to practice this week. I do not expect him to play. I hope I'm wrong. I want him to play. I want him to play. It's all about how that knee responds, right? So, like, I expect Ricky Pearsall to get a practice in. What happens the day after? What happens the day after? Does he have to take a day off after a full workout, even if he is limited? I think that's a big deal. And then, you know, to add to this, number seven, you know, 40 hours get players back. No new injuries from the game, as we know. Kyle Shanahan was even kind of like, ugh. We'll wait and see Wednesday if something creeps up. But, man, you haven't been able to say that through any games this year. 10 games, you've never been able to say no new injuries. Yeah, monkey right there. Not having Mikel and Collins out there really showed this Rams game. I mean that in a positive way as their presence was missed considerably. And you got those guys. You got Mikel for another 4 years if you extend him on the fifth-year option. You got Alfred Collins for another three seasons. You need those guys. You need those guys. You need those guys. Right here, Silent. Appreciate the super chat. Mac for a high one, two, or pack with R1 for a top 15. Yeah, I mean, it's there. I'm not big into trading good players, especially good players that are cheap, especially good players at the quarterback position who, man, Brock Purdy has not stayed healthy. So we'll deal with the Mac Jones trade rumors this offseason. Can't trade him right now, obviously. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not, if it's a top 50 pick, I would trade Mac Jones. If I get a top 50 pick, that's another Alfred Collins. I would take it. If you're packaging your second and Mac Jones for a first, or your first and Mac Jones for to jump up, probably wouldn't do that. If I could get a top 50 pick, then I would consider it, but I don't think that you are. I think that the long-term plan, which I like, let Mac back up your quarterback for two seasons like you signed him for on a super cheap deal. Allow him to go get paid big-time money like Darnold. Get that future third-round comp pick. That's the way this team has decided to build, and I want to stay with that. So I'm not big on trading Mac Jones. I'm just not big on it. But if you get one of those ridiculous offers, then, yeah, let's talk. If you give me a top 50 pick, you have my attention. You have my attention. Yeah, Observe says, you know, injury sucks. Kyle needs to spend some time working on his craft because what else can they do as a team if not develop the rookies and backups? Rookies are playing. Marquise Siegel's not. Nick Martin's not. Everybody else is playing. You know, even Connor Colby, I think that this is probably what's best because he got so much play time and started to kind of rescind a lot. Let him get back, pay attention to the mini room, reset, watch, learn, all that stuff. Connor Colby's going to be a factor in the future. I think that that's big. C.J. West just got 30-plus snaps. Alfred Collins, whenever he comes back. So, you know, Jordan Watkins, I wish he'd get some more work. I would really, really like that. I would really, really like that. And then, yeah, Silent. You know, Curtis Rourke's in the room. He is your long-term play. He hasn't even practiced yet. So, like, you don't even know what you've got with Curtis Rourke. Maybe, and yeah, that dude's coming off an ACL too, but you're hoping to activate his practice window, you know, around the bye week, let him get in practice, see if you've got something, then shut him down. I doubt they'll even activate him at any point besides the practice window. But you don't know. You don't know what you got with Curtis Rourke. I like the idea of it, and I love that pick because I was like, dude, this guy's going to be your number three, possibly number two in the future. So if you like him, I'm cool with that. But yeah, I need more Jordan Watkins. I wish he would get 15 to 20 snaps at the X position instead of Juwan Jennings. Like, let Juwan Jennings get 30, 35 snaps. Give Jordan Watkins 15 to 20 of those. So, like, yeah, you know, Juwan Jennings still your number. He's your number one X. But, dude, let's start. Juwan Jennings, this is last year. 0% chance that dude comes back. Start seeing. And you can't count on Brandon Ayuk. Cannot. Not the future. Let's see what Jordan Watkins got. Let's let him get some more snaps. Let's see. I like Jordan Watkins. And he was my least favorite draft pick. Least favorite. But it's all about what you show once you get here. And, you know, so much of that, you know, Jordan Watkins thing was Ole Miss tape is hard to watch. Taking plays off. Don't run block ever. Just kind of chill. Lazy. Loafing. Like, you have to coach that out of him. 17 has not shown that since he's come here. Appreciate you, Chris. Appreciate you, Chris. Ben, helping. He's working on our draft stuff as we speak. Love Ben. He's the best. He says, Rourke's tough as nails, that's for sure. Playing an entire season with no ACL. That Indiana was just awesome, man. Ah, he was awesome. And this is a good way to look at it, Silent. The next reclamation project. Does Sam Darnold's results help drive the value of Mac Jones? Yes. And quarterbacks are going to want to come here to, hey, get me there, teach me your ways, and allow me to go get paid elsewhere. Like, the 49ers is a destination place for quarterbacks. I like that. All right, number six. This one's probably more for me. I'm going to go with Sam Okwuonu by himself. This guy just does what's needed. He was the highest-ranked defender this past week, even though it wasn't really a high grade from PFF. But still, you watch the tape, positive against the run, positive against the pass, not all positive plays. He was out, read wrong, and gave up a big outside rush against the Rams. But, like, the hustle, the energy, what he brings, his story, Sam Okwuonu, Sam O has turned into a huge positive. This is an undrafted free agent transplant that is now a staple and is playing in the Nick Bosa role. Like, that ain't easy. That's not what he's supposed to do. He's playing above his pay grade, and he's getting the damn job done. Now, would you like more sacks? Would you like more? Yeah, of course you would. But you look at just kind of where he is. I'm curious. I want to look this up on the team because I'm doing this kind of live, so I apologize about this. But you look at just the overall what Sam, you know, kind of O has done. He's the ninth ranked player overall. He's played 398 snaps, fourth most snaps by the defense. All the other guys are secondary members. Like, he's doing freaking, he's got 18 pressures, third in pressures. Dude's just third in hurries. Look at tackles. He's pretty far down on tackles. Eat up there. Solo stops. He's third in solo stops. Like, he's, Sam O is, he's not, like, I don't think any team wants him to start, but it's just like, hey, get the job done, guy. He's a duct tape, fill the gap, you know, kind of whatever. Dude's just so incredible and probably the epitome of this season for the 49ers. Like, if you had asked me, like, what's the one player that will help you understand this 2025 49ers season, it's Sam O. It's Sam O. He's the most consistent by far. That's Jordan Elliott, Alfred Collins, Kalia Davis, Bryce Huff. He's the most consistent. Bryce Huff has the higher ceiling, obviously. But, like, Sam O, this dude, I freaking love him. I really, really do. And if you, you know, one of the things that I wish people would understand is stop watching the ball, right? We've talked about this in the past. Just watch 91. Watch 91. Play in and play out. And just positive. Doesn't matter, left side, right side, whatever. Just freaking awesome, man. Love me some Sam O. Number five on the positive, top 10 positive list, 49ers pass pro. That is crazy to think of. And you've got Mac Jones, who is the definition of non-mobile, especially with his injuries, moving a lot better now. But they didn't even touch. You didn't get one sack against the Rams this week. And that was without the run game working. And the offense moved almost 400 total yards. You had positive on third down, positive in the red zone. You put up 26 points. Man, I will say this. Like, the run game is a major issue this year. And a lot, there are certain players that you could call out on that. But pass pro has been pretty damn consistent. And once that left guard spot got a little more solidified, it's helped big time, because the Rams in week five, their entire game plan was stunts, crosses, you know, overload blitzes right through that left guard, left tackle spot, because Trent was handling his business, but he had to help out the rookie. Well, now Ben Bartsch and Spencer Burford, it's gotten much better. Burford could just anchor better. He just got to anchor better. I think that that's a big deal. So pass protection, quarterbacks are getting healthy. We'll see if that can continue. Ben says, John, has Robert Beal Jr. looked improved to you since he's been back? Seems like he's been solid and flashy. But yes, I didn't put that. It didn't make my top 10 because it's only been, you know, kind of a game and a half. Robert Beal Jr., positive snaps. One, he's always been a great special teamer. He's always been pretty solid against the run, but now he's starting to offer just a little bit, just a little bit outside Bob Uecker. But the pass rush, I'm not going to say it's positive, but it's showing up. For the longest time, Robert Beal, like, he was a pass rush nightmare. Run head up into the same guy, the same blocker, every damn time. And it was just like, dude, what are you doing? And so, like, you look at Robert Beal Jr. played 10 snaps. 6 against the run, 4 against the pass. He didn't have a pressure or anything. But he was impactful in pushing the pocket, you know, kind of got in the throwing lane once or twice. Like, he's not looking like a negative by any stretch. My dog is going crazy. Anyway, I gotta text the wife. I think somebody's knocking at the door. Anyway, family's got it. I don't know if y'all can hear little Lucy going bug wild in the background. Anyway, she's ready to kill. You bring up, I'm not going to say it, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, more positives, right? So that's the idea. That's what today's show is. Positive, positive, positive. There's lots of negatives, and we can focus on those, and we have in our previous shows, and I know there's lots of other content out there that is. We're trying to feel good and positive about things to come with the 49ers. You're 6-4, a lot of good. So we've got four more that I want to talk about right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with Tick Pick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the Tick Pick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys. Kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out, and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Man, come party with us this weekend in Arizona. We're going to be down in the Westgate District at Salt Tacos and Tequila. It's going to be an absolute blast. We'll be there 2 to 6 p.m. It's going to be so much fun. We have a ridiculous amount of giveaways. It's going to be a blast. Alex Lopez is going to be out there. She's going to be helping us with that, promoting that. It's going to be a blast. And then our all-inclusive premium tailgate Sunday starts at 10 a.m., which is perfect because you get to be indoors. It's right across the street from the stadium, but we get to watch all the early games on TV. You get to have a seat, great food, great drinks, all kinds of fun stuff, and then we walk to the stadium together. Go get your tickets on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush, or you can just click on the link in the description in this video, audio podcast, wherever. Come out, have a good time. Trust me, you're going to have an absolute blast. We're doing every road game. We'll also be at Indianapolis. We'll also be at Cleveland. Which that's two new stadiums for me. I'm at 25 stadiums I've been to. I'm trying my hardest to get to 32, but they keep building new ones. But that's okay. It's a good problem to have for sure. Number four on the positive, and this one I'm kind of cheating because I've got a bunch on here. Stud sophomores. There's a bunch. Tatum Bethune, like initially whenever I did my top 10 list, he was on his own. Tatum Bethune has been great. Has he been Fred Warner? No, there's no Fred Warner. But he's been good in the run, not very consistent. Like, there's still some mistakes there. His pass drops have improved. His pass coverage has improved. Still biting a little too hard on all those play-action fakes. That's cost him a little bit. But Tatum Bethune is doing completely different than Fred Warner. Tackling freaking machine. Like, dude's leading the NFL in tackling since he's, you know, since Fred's injury. Tatum Bethune has been awesome. He has been absolutely great. Renardo Green, positive trend. Back-to-back, I would say the last three games, really his best thing. Now, when we telegraph off-quarters coverage, he gets taken advantage of, but that's more the scheme. Let's stop telegraphing. We're running quarters from the break there, Robert Saleh. You don't have to do Nick Sorensen's job for him. He has been fired. So, like, let's stop telegraphing Earth. And once you got into the set third quarter, second quarter, third quarter, you started disguising coverages, and that's where you got all your stops. Now, whenever you go out there, and again, you show we're playing off quarters from the jump. Matt Stafford calls off motions, giving thumbs up, smiling before he knows where he's going with the ball. So now the good news is, back to the 49ers schedule, you're not playing any more Matt Staffords. And not on this current, you know, whatever. So Renardo Green trending up. He really, really is. Is he perfect? Has he been great? No. But I do think that his play is ascending from the injuries that he had in training camp, then the neck injury he had in the first month of the season. Oh, I think that's a big deal. Oh, look at this. Ken, what's up, man? He says, thanks for having a drink with me in Houston. Also partied with you in Seattle. Any chance of a surprise guest at your Colts Rush party? Not currently. I really want to. But sales are not huge on that one. I think it's too far off and it's kind of close to the holidays, which is difficult for some people, but we've got a couple feelers out there. We'll see if we get a better guest or, you know, a player or whatever else. Right now, no. But Kenya, appreciate you, man. And it was awesome hanging out, and dude, we got to do it more often. You're the freaking man. Now back to the stud sophomores, Dominic Pooney. Back-to-back games, better than anything he's put on tape all season long. So, like, that injury and what he's played through, he's anchoring better. He's not bending at the waist. His balance is better. He's run blocking better. And that was against the Rams and Giants, which are, that's two top five defensive line groups. So, you love to see that the sophomore class, which took a lot of thumps early in this year, sticking with it, getting better. Malik Mustafa, tape hasn't been great, But you still have the explosiveness. You still have the aggressiveness. You still have the meanness and all that stuff. The play diagnosing, that's there. That's there. Got to wrap up better. Coverage, got to anticipate a little more than Chase. But, I mean, shoot, that's Robert Saleh. You telegraph man coverage from the 5-yard line against Davante Adams, and you put Malik. That ain't on Malik. That ain't on him. Not on him. So that's a big deal, but not on him. And then Ricky Pearsall, whenever he's played this year, has been awesome. Just got to get healthy. Like, whenever he's out there, he's great. He's the best wide receiver we have. It's not close. So, I mean, Tato Bethune, Renardo Green, Dominic Pooney, Malik Mustafa. Like, that's 5 stud sophomores. 5. That just makes such a big difference. Oh, Maria. Says, John could connect with you and Wayne in Houston, but love your content. Do you think Alfred Collins' impact will continue to improve? Seemed like his absence impacted the Rams game. It's a steady trend. Whenever I watch Alfred Collins now, one, I am sorry I missed you as well, Maria. And if you ever come out to an event and you see me, please, I don't care if I'm talking to somebody else. Hey, John, I'll be able to wrap up this conversation. Like, me saying hi to you and thanking you is the number one part of my job. I'm very thankful and I'm very lucky, and this is my full-time job, and I get to pay my bills and all the Patreon support and the 49ers Rush support. I'm so 1,500 plus episodes. Awesome. Love it. My number one thing that I get to do is whenever I'm with the fans and I get to learn about you and I get to say thank you to you. So in the future, if you see us out there, not saying that's what happened to you, Maria, but please, even if I'm talking to somebody else, even if I'm walking in a hurry, I'm always walking in a hurry at these events because we're playing too much stuff. It's hard throwing all these stupid events, but I love it. Please. Hey, John, that's simple. I'll find a way. I will find a way. Life will find a way. Jurassic Park. Alfred Collins is trending so freaking good. Now, the one issue that I have, and this was on his tape at Texas too. I'm a Longhorn. I've seen every game he's ever played. He loses early, but can win late. What I want to see with Alfred Collins is start to win early. He pops up too high, shoulder pads too high, and his strength is in his upper body arms. And so he could toss tackles and guards and centers. That's great. I want him to start to win early. Plays a little bit too much like a linebacker where he's always peeking. That gets him in trouble. I want him to win with technique early instead of just pure strength. Now, the good news is, Maria and everybody else, is that, dude, this dude's a rookie, was injured, you know, with the calf issue the whole time through the offseason and the draft process, whatever else. But he's winning with strength as a rookie. He's only going to get stronger. His technique's only going to improve. Sky is the freaking limit on this kid. Now, is he a pure pass rusher and all those things? I think those things can develop. I'm curious. I want to see how many hits on the quarterback he has this year, because it seems like his effort, his motor, is pretty damn consistent. Yeah, he's got 4. He's one behind Bryce Huff on quarterback hits. Bryce Huff is the leader. He's one behind him. And so, like, it's not even fair to say, like, oh, he's not a pass rusher. But the dude just does not stop. He has the best motor on the team. He chases down plays. He's the biggest guy on the field. Sky is the limit for Alfred Collins. Like, dude is, right now what he's doing is better than almost any time Javon Kinlaw has played. Now, Javon Kinlaw's run in the playoffs that one year he was healthy was pretty badass. But Alfred Collins, I'm telling you right, if he would have been a first-round pick, you would not be upset. You wouldn't be upset. Now, if you took him at the 11th spot, perhaps, but like, dude should have went the first round. And, you know, is he going to play this week? His shoulder popped out in the middle of the game, popped it back in freaking place, lethal weapon style. Wanted to play last week, but didn't work out. I really hope that he comes back soon, but, you know, the shoulder issue, not a major concern, to be honest with you. It's not like a knee or an ankle or a calf, which he's already had. So upper body stuff, we'll see if he gets right, but long-term prognosis, not overly concerned. Really, really not. And yeah, howdy. Collins is an off-season away from pure domination. Dude, I'm telling you, he's already the best defensive tackle we have. Jordan Elliott, it's Alfred Collins. He can play more snaps than them. He has a better motor than them. He has a higher ceiling than them. He's stronger than them. He's better against the run game than them. He's better. Like, it's there. It's all there. It just hasn't been assembled yet in a nice little package where it's consistent. And he still loses reps. Like, I think perhaps I'm doing a disservice because I'm making him sound like an all-pro player. He is not there. He's not Pro Bowl caliber yet. But just all the things that you see, it's just like, ooh. Can you do this more consistent? Can you add this? He's got everything you want. He's just got to be trained. That's literally it. Look at Joe. Ah, meeting John and Frank Gore on the same day made me so happy. I've never been mentioned in the same line as him. Thank you, Joe. You're the freaking man. Right here, Ben says, Shanahan said he does expect Alfred Collins back. And so I think that's a big deal. You know, that's huge. And so we'll see with the practice report and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, hopefully CJ West can get in there. His tape, CJ West has bright spots. Two injuries have set him back. He's not the same after the injury. It takes a while to get there. Now, the hustle's there. The effort's there. Again, still loses early, can win late. It takes him a long time to figure that out. It really, really does. Number three on the 49ers positive scale, the quarterback position. Now, mostly this is Mac Jones, who is just an absolute beast. Shout out back to Bobo. The good news is we got a great backup quarterback that can get us an offseason trade. I do not want to trade Mac Jones, but good gosh. The rule of the NFL, or kind of the expectation, is that your quarterback can go 500 whatever if your starting quarterback gets hurt. Well, Mac Jones has gone 5-3. That's awesome. Dude has a 2-1 interception ratio. It's off the charts. Awesome. Excuse me. Goodness, I am struggling. I got to blow my nose real quick. Apologies. We'll finish the top three and talk about shows right after this. Apologies there.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, NINERS, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
Now, I also just want to make everybody aware, like, I always talk about how to save money because we go to all these games and learning, like, when to buy tickets, when not. In the past, I would tell everybody, buy tickets the day of the game. That doesn't work anymore. You could do it, but the sweet spot is the day before and 2 days before. So, like, you've got a 48-hour window. So, like, if the game's on Sunday, it's buying it Friday or Saturday. That's the new spot, and if it changes, you know, I'll let you guys know. Again, I probably shouldn't tell everybody this, and people get mad whenever I say it because they're like, dude, that's what I do all the time. But I want you to save money. It's about the community. So anyway, buying the day of, they're starting to spike back up because I think too many people are doing that. So try to get your tickets Friday, Saturday on times of the, you know, if the game's Sunday. So I hope that helps. Anyway, now back to Mac Jones. Dude is just, he's absolutely crushing it. Averaging 270 yards per game, 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. He's the best backup quarterback in the NFL, period. There's no competition there. And I would argue he's probably a top 20, 25 quarterback. Now, is he worth a second round pick or a first round pick? As some people are proclaiming, I disagree with that. I don't think a team is going to offer you a top 50 pick. If they do, I will trade Mac. I don't want to trade Mac. If you get a top 50 pick, I'm trading Mac, period, because you got Brock. And now Brock Purdy's the quarterback of the future, but again, you got to get those three things. Can he step into all of his throws? Sudden change of direction, is it there? And escapability, top speed GPS. You get those three, I want Mac Jones back. I'm sorry, Freudian slip. I want Brock Purdy back if he can do those three things. I think the ceiling is higher. What he's done in the playoffs, the contract, can't overlook those things. You really, really can't. Shout out to Cinch. She says, buy parking earlier in the week. It's much cheaper. So, like, when the schedule comes out, I buy my plane tickets and my hotels or Airbnbs as soon as the schedule comes out. And again, a lot of the Airbnbs you can cancel or whatever else. And then, or hotels, like, I make sure, you know, I can cancel if I need to. And then I don't get the ticket and parking, but I never, because we're always hosting events and people want to do shots with me or whatever else, which I freaking love. Like, I go to party and have a good time. So I'm not driving. But for those that do drive, yes, buy parking early. Get game tickets late. That's what it is. Right here, Grand. He says, got my ticket at 6 a.m. for the Giants. It got a good price, but it was only showing two tickets available at the time. Yeah, I remember. Great day. We were talking in New York. I was like, dude, get your tickets. But he got them in the morning. I love it, dude. You're the man. You are the freaking man. So number two on the positivity scale, top 10, Christian freaking McCaffrey. Like, offensive player of the year, probably won't win because he's in line for the comeback player of the year award. You won't go to Daniel Jones because you can't come back from just being a terrible player, which the Geno Smith is what they had to change the rule because Geno Smith won it whenever he shouldn't have and whatever else. Now it's coming back from an injury, which CMC did, two injuries, in fact. Christian McCaffrey, unbelievable. Like, and it's the little things. The stuff that pisses me off, right? I'm a coach. It's just low football IQ. Christian McCaffrey has the highest ever. There was one play, I think Mac Jones was like throwing it away and he wasn't out of the pocket, right? So he throws it out of bounds, but he wasn't out of the pocket. Well, Christian McCaffrey was in the middle of the field. I should go back and get this clip. And so Christian McCaffrey holds his arms out and sprints to the ball, even though it's like 30 yards away. He's like, hey, like, look, I'm right in the area. I'm in the air. Like, he always knows what to do in every situation, spiking the ball down off the tip. Like, CMC, just, I'm thankful when you can just watch the silent all 22 tape and say, like, that guy understands football and IQ. Like, he knows what to do in every situation, just situational awareness. Yeah, the yards, I mean, shoot, you look at him, he's leading the NFL in touches, already 249. 1,300 yards from scrimmage, 8 touchdowns. We've only played 10 games. This dude's averaging 130 yards per game. Way too many touches and running the ball with Christian McCaffrey, you know, up double digits with a minute left in the Giants is just stupid. That's dumb. I wish Shanahan would get that, stop doing that crap. He's fumbled one time, but good Lord, 32 first downs. That's crazy. That's just receiving. 38 first downs rushing. This dude has 70 first downs. That's bananas. That is just bananas, man. And yeah, on pace for another 1,000 yard year. First one sits CMC. Thank you, Shade. And you know, in the offseason, we're real big on Hall of Fame trackers, which is fun with this team because you got Trent, you got Fred, you got George Kittle. CMC was always the kind of last one. Like, I didn't think, you know, you look at the Hall of Fame monitor score, you look at accomplishments, stats, CMC wasn't there. And when the injuries happened last year, I was like, man, I hate it because he was on trajectory. Now after this year, yeah, dude's on pace, not trajectory, on pace. Like, I would say 50-50 shot, this dude makes it into the Hall of Fame. Now, you always want him to be kind of first, second, third ballot. I don't think he's close to that. He's got to get a ring. But if he gets another All-Pro, which I don't know if he's going to get an All-Pro with Jonathan Taylor with what he's doing. But, man, like, who's number two? Like, it would be him. You know, first-team All-Pro would be huge. Comeback player of the year would be huge. Got to get a ring or another All-Pro. Like, that's what he needs. But he's just transformed. Like, you can't have the conversation, right? And this is part of the Hall of Fame criteria as well. Can you talk about the running back position of the past decade without bringing up Christian McCaffrey? I don't think that you can. It's been Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry is awesome. But CMC's longevity, which is crazy to say after last year, seems to still be there. It really is. So, love me some Christian McCaffrey. CMC is still crazy, but so smart. And that's what it is. Yeah, I will go through every one of these comments. Logan, talent, high football IQ, stats, breaking records, winning awards. Sounds like a future Hall of Famer to me. Yeah, the stats were the problem because the running back position is so log jammed. And so, again, I'm on Pro Football Reference right now. And you look at, let's see here, where's their, uh-oh, did they pull it down? I don't think that they did. There it is. He's 53rd amongst running backs. He's got a 43.8 score. The average Hall of Fame running back is 106. Like, he's pretty far down the list. Like, and all the running backs around him, shoot, Alvin Kamara, Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, Ricky Williams, and I'm not saying Steven Jackson, Eddie George, Corey Dillon, Jamal Lewis, Fred Taylor, Priest Holmes, Derrick Henry, Tiki Barber, Larry Brown, Sean Alexander, Ricky Waters, Marshawn Lynch, Roger Craig, LeSean McCoy. None of these people are in the Hall of Fame. Like, he's grouped in with all of those guys. And you look at it, like, he's got two first-team All-Pros, no championships, only three Pro Bowls. That's the issue. Now, the receiving yards, that's where he stands apart. But from a statistical and award, whatever else, like, man, you start looking at these guys that made the Hall of Fame that are running backs. The only one, there's really two, but one of them's not even there's two modern players that kind of made Edgerrin James, which, dude, his stats were crazy. Never won a Super Bowl, only one All-Pro. And Curtis Martin, never won a Super Bowl, only one All-Pro. His stats are insane. 14,000 rush yards to Christian McCaffrey, 7. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying Christian McCaffrey's not a Hall of Famer. I'm saying that the statistical and award category this year is pushing that closer. And yeah, man, gosh, I want him to win a freaking Super Bowl, man. Gosh. Sonia, appreciate you. We won so many games because of CMC. Look at what happened last year. Would have been the same deal if CMC was healthy last year. I'm with you. Yeah. CMC's tendonitis pulling health from the rest of the team. I love that. Bid, he'll be the only player ever to get the 1,000 and 1,000 twice. Roger Craig, him, Marshall Faulk, they're the only ones that's ever done it. He'd do it twice. Gosh, man, I freaking love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Right here, CMC needs a couple screens a game to get him more open in space. We don't run good screens. We don't block well in it. Like, it's weird this year. Marquis says, Roger Craig not being in the Hall of Fame is criminal. I'm with you. Dude won so many championships, and yeah, I'm with you. Roger Craig should be in. Shout out to Mark Adams. He's done so much work on that subject, which I like. I love Hall of Fame talk. I love nostalgia talk. I think that's what this show would be, but every time I talk about it, it's like the least watched or whatever show every single time I do something in the off season. But that's okay. I a lot of times I do content for me. Sometimes I do content for everybody else. Now, I do have something pretty cool to announce, which I'm pretty excited about. This hat that I've been wearing, we have gotten it branded as the 49ers Rush hat. And so, yeah, shout out. We helped design it. All kinds of fun stuff. So all you got to do, the code is in the link of the description, Hive and Pines. They are the one, hiveandpines.com, HIVEANDPINES.com. Just go to the pro section, go to 49ers. It pulls up right there. It's got this awesome little side thing. You see, I put the Bay Area badge on the side. I freaking love this hat, man. And it's cream color because it's a white and red. So if you can see it, awesome. But yeah, if you want to support the show and go grab a hat, go check that out. Very custom original. There's not a lot of those out there. We just finished up the prototypes and got them live on the site. So hopefully they sell out soon. But anyway, yeah, if you like the hat, you want a new custom 49ers hat that's a little bit different than everybody else. I guess it's not true 49ers hat. It's got SF on the front. But anyway, I freaking love this hat, and I'm very thankful. Thank you, Hive and Pines. Click the link in the description of the video podcast. Go get you a new hat. Number one, the final best thing, most positive. And I know if other people made a list of their top 10, this would not be number one. Special teams. As a former special teams coordinator, And for those of you that watch our video breakdowns, you know, we've done every offensive snap, defensive snap, special team snap for the past like 4.5 years on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. As soon as you sign up, you get it all. I get the most angry whenever I watch and, you know, break down special teams tape. This year's been awesome. Started rough, but man, special teams. Oh, man. Special teams. I am so excited. Every single time, whether it's punt, we have one of the best punters in the NFL. We have the best kicker in the NFL. Kickoff return is starting to make good decisions. We're nailing the ball in the end zone, starting at the 35. Kickoff coverage isn't awful anymore. Punt coverage isn't awful anymore. Oh, I freaking love watching the 49ers special teams. Like, if you change, if you put last year's special teams unit with this team, 49ers would probably be 4-6. Like, it's that big of a difference. If you added this special teams to last year, probably would have got to eight wins. I love what Brent Boyer has done. Shout out. And I know Luke Gifford has been getting raked through the mud on his defense, but the dude's a beast special teamer. Just let him be a special teamer. Corey Robinson, amazing. Amazing. Robert Beal, great. Special teams, hidden yardage. Such a big deal. Such a big deal. Monkey, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. Can't truly appreciate the good until you've gone through the bad. Eddie freaking De Niro Pinheiro. Best kicker in the NFL. Now, that block kick, I was pretty upset about it. And I went back and I broke it down in detail. Three prior times. The problem is, okay, so Colton McKivitz is your left tackle. And then you have Matt Hennessy is your left tight end, even though it's not really a tight end when you're doing the extra point. And so you have Colton McKivitz blocking down hard. And then you have Matt Hennessy blocking out, helping the wing. And it just created just a space. And Jared Verse went through it three consecutive times and got close twice. The timing, tempo, height of the kick, perfect, perfect, perfect. The problem was, like, Brent Boyer, who's doing a great job, dude, you got to see that and say, hey, so what we're going to do is, all right, so Colton McKivitz, you don't block down as hard. Okay, so try to, like, you know, use your left shoulder a little bit. Don't go down as hard. And then you tell 61 McKivitz, don't help the wing out as much. So we're just going to just a six, you know, inch adjustment by both of you. That's going to solidify that. But you never corrected it. And so it was three consecutive times of him getting close, and then he timed it perfectly. And, I mean, the height was great. Timing was perfect, but it was better by them. Got to get there. And Sky Moore, dude, great punt return, amazing punt return. If freaking Isaac Grindo touches one damn person, it could have been a touchdown. But Isaac Grindo chooses never to touch anybody. I don't know how the hell he's still out there. That's whatever. Why am I talking about him anyway? Were the Rams scared of the 49ers returners the way they kept kicking touchbacks? Well, so the previous Rams kicker was the knuckleball guy, right? And so they kept doing that. But then they fired their kicker because he was so bad at field goals and brought in that dude from UFL. And I think they just told him, dude, we don't care right now. Like, you make your field goals, just kick it off. I don't think they're scared of us. We're one of the worst return teams. But, you know, it's what it is. Yeah, hit it. That's the thing. You watch extra points, everybody gets blown up because you're not allowed to move your feet. You got to keep your feet still if you're on the offensive line. You lock your foot behind the ankle of the person next to you, and you can't pick up your outside foot to bolster. Otherwise, that creates the other gap. And you got three guys. Like, that was the Rams' entire thing was, we're hitting three people at 61. Dude's getting three people hitting him, and he can't even move his feet. Like, that's just the way extra points are. Like, nobody likes playing on an extra point. It sucks. Ben Cirinillo has gone from meh to great. I agree. I love it. Oh, look at this. Big Papa says, got a hat, John. Hopefully it fits my fat head. It looks great. Yeah, it's one of the snapbacks. So, you know, you're going to make it look. Big Papa, you're going to look good. I come on, man. You're going to look good. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Yeah, three guys, you run straight through them. You can't move your feet. That's your job. It's just you're just taking it. It sucks. I've coached it. I played it. It's not fun. And yeah, you watch it. It's just, it's bad. So, this show is going to come to a close. We went through 10 things. about positive trends or top 10 positive things for the 49ers. 10 was the left guard spot, 9 schedule, 8 third down offense, 7 getting back players, 6 Sam O, love me some Sam O, 5 positive pass protection, 4 stud sophomores, 3 the quarterback position, 2 CMC, and number 1 special teams. I freaking love it. So, a lot of negativity out there, hoping to kind of combat that a little bit. Hopefully we achieve that goal. And, man, tomorrow we'll be live with Ant, 10 a.m., Coach Approach. Come join us for that. And if you're coming out to Arizona, come say what's up. We'll be at Salt Tacos and Tequila. We're going to have a great time out there. And then, man, we'll be live right after the game, as we always are, with our post-game reaction. Shout out to Tom. He got me a new headset. So hopefully I don't forget it this time. So our post-game show while live at the stadium, the audio is going to be improved, hopefully a little bit better. So check that out. You guys are the absolute best. And until next time. Stay strong, faithful.